The opinions expressed in Girls Night In are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Thank you for listening.
Oh my God.
Hey. Hi. Thanks for coming. Come on in.
Okay, so what happened? Tell us everything.
Hi, hey guys.
So welcome back to another Girls Night In. How are you doing today, Hannah? How are you feeling?
I'm so happy the sun is out. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just so cheerful right now.
I know, right? You know, it's going to be 15 degrees on Wednesday.
15?
Yep. Like, okay. I'm wearing a skirt. Like, I'm actually dressing up
to go to school. I don't have any classes
either. Yeah, right? Right?
So excited.
It's going to be so good. But then I think it's supposed to get cold again. Low key.
Yesterday was snowing. That was...
Yeah, I think it's supposed to snow again like next weekend.
Really?
A little bit. And then hopefully it gets like warm up for that.
Oh my
but
God.
The sun's been out lately. It's been really nice weather in Canada. We've got an early spring thanks to Mr. Groundhog, whatever his name is. Anyways, but yeah, so it's a good day, good vibes. For today's episode, we're in a bit of a yapping mood. We just want to talk and chit chat about literally anything. So,
as you can see already.
Yeah. So Hannah and I have some just different like random questions that we're going to ask each other and just... discuss. So let's do it.
So what is one character you looked up on as a kid?
Oh, that's a good question. Damn. Oh god, wait, I didn't think that I had to actually have to think about these answers. Hold on. One character I looked up
hey
to
that's not kid. How you yap. You have to just
I know
just
I know
say
I'm
things.
Trying to I know. Oh god, but wait, I wish okay, what shows did I watch when I was like little? Okay, I know that I looked up to like Selena Gomez, like Alex in Wizards of Waverly Place a lot. Not because I want, like, personality wise, we're very different, but I just thought she was so cool in like her like teenager like life. And I was like, oh, like when I get older, this is what like high school is gonna be like. I'm gonna be like the cooler, like, you know, just like older girl in like school and like blah blah blah, whatever. So I think like that I really liked. Also, I think in like High School Musical, Gabriella, I really liked because she was kind of like a little schoolgirl and like whatever.
Never watched High School
Musical.
She
also really. Never. I haven't seen them in a hot minute, but like I used to love them when I was little. I had like a book. It was like an interactive book. They sold at Dollarama, and it would have like it had like pictures you could like put in and stuff like that. I don't know. I can't remember exactly, but like I had a book of like High School Musical. But yeah, she was like a little like schoolgirl and she sang and like I was really into like the arts and stuff. So I want to like be like live this like future. Like I thought high school was gonna be literally like that, and it was not. But like when I was like a little girl, I was like, oh, like. I'm going to go and, like, sing, and, like, she's, like, so involved in, like, her school, and she's going to, like, a great university, and, like, that could be me one day, and, like, whatever. So, like, those are the ones off my head a little bit. You say yours are, like, what did you say yours are? Stupid?
Yeah, like, my, first of all, Hannah Montana, because her name's Hannah.
Oh.
And she's blonde, and I'm a blonde Hannah.
Yeah.
Second is Musa from Wings Club, because she's Asian.
Oh, cute.
And Bloom, bro, low-key, like, she was a bit... Now that I think about it, I don't really like her, but she was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just yeah. People who look cool, people named Hannah.
Real.
Asian people.
Yeah.
London Tipton.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I love that.
I liked Maddie a lot.
I liked
that show in general.
Yeah.
And sometimes I would hate, like, I liked London. Sometimes I would just get so annoyed. I was like, oh my God, London. It's like, I get so frustrated. That's funny. Yeah. I feel like a lot of my characters had to do with just like, yeah, they look really cool, and like I want to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally, that's so funny. What is your earliest childhood memory?
I have this very like vivid thing. It's like me as a baby crawling to. I lived in the same house for all of my life, but I was like crawling, and my grandpa was like calling for me, but I was in like my mom's washroom instead, and then like I would walk towards him and like or, like crawl towards him,
yeah.
And I'd see him, and I feel like that's because he's like. He's the only grandparent I have who's like deceased, and
yeah,
so it's
yeah.
like such a nice memory
yeah.
to have. Cause it's like, oh, like he's like he passed when I was very little, and
okay.
so like I haven't seen him in a while in a way, but like that memory like always like keeps him in my mind.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I always know what he looks like.
Aww.
So I think that's cute.
That's so sweet. How old were you in that like? In that memory, like little.
I was probably like when I was crawling.
Yeah,
and,
like, so
like
one,
had,
maybe
like
two.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's like, because I don't remember much from my childhood. So like
yeah.
that's like a very like, what a very vivid memory
so
I have.
Sweet. That's so sweet.
What about
that.
You?
I feel like I have two kind of like main ones that stick in my head. One of them is like, I remember, because I did a lot of like photo shoots when I was little, like, you know, like baby pictures that you take,
yeah.
like whatever. My mom would like do a lot of those, especially with
Aww.
Me. And I remember, and I must have been like, yeah, like, 2 years old maybe. I'm in like a blue dress and I was sitting on like a bed, I think, like having my pictures taken, And it's like just the, it's like the literally like the quickest second of like a memory, but I can just like remember like being there. And then we have those pictures, and I was like super young, but it's like, yeah, it's like a very faint like back of my head memory of me just like sitting there like with like flashes in my face and stuff. So that's the one. Second one I remember is like my parents used to play a lot of music just in the car and stuff. And like I used to fall asleep to music and things like that. So like the songs they used to play, my earliest memory, like earliest songs I can remember is Gasolina. Like that's why I love that song. I remember it so clearly. I was like literally like 2 years old, right? Gasolina, Baby Boy by Beyonce, We Belong Together by Mariah Carey, also Like That by Mariah Carey, like that album that she kind of had coming out during that time. I remember My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas. But a video of myself when I'm like 2 years old singing that song. So I can remember like those five songs specifically. Crazy. Like I can remember them being like played. And also Wall to Wall by Chris Brown. And so, like, literally, if any of those songs come on for the first time, like, forever, like, I literally, it's, like, a deep part in my memory like, activated. I'm like, oh, my God, I remember this song. Because, like, my parents used to burn just, like, a bunch of random songs on, like, one CD. Mm-hmm. And they would just, like, play through it. And, yeah, I would just be, like, 2 years old in the back of the car. Just, like,
listening to music. That's very different from what my mom, even to this day, my mom and dad, they only play, like, Korean worship music that I don't understand.
Yeah.
And, like, midway, sometimes it would just be, like, the pastor, like, just like in tongue praising, so you're like,
oh wow, oh, like, oh my God, you're just there
screaming
like,
in the car. I'm like, okay,
gosh, wow, that is very different.
Quite, yeah,
the so drastic change.
Your parents know bangers.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Okay, this one is a bit deep.
Okay,
do you trust people easily?
Oh goodness gracious, actually, that's a good question. Okay, story time, a brief one. I just started therapy like last week. I've been trying to do it for like so long. I was just like, hey, let me just finally do it. They offered it to the school. So I went on the wait list, got accepted, like whatever. First of all, I did not expect to cry in the first session. Like usually the first session's like, you know, just a bit of like an intro, whatever. I was like bawling my eyes out. Like ideas of like trust kind of came up in like the conversation or whatever. And what I've realized is that I get vulnerable very easily. Like, it's very easy for me to just, like, open up to people and just, like, start telling them literally everything. But then after I do it, I'm like, oh, my God, why did I do that? And then I pull back, and then I have a hard time trusting that for that. So I find that, like, I think I'm really easy to trust, like, off the bat. And then I kind of get anxious, and I'm like, okay, like, I shared way too much. And they probably think that I'm, like, some weirdo who's just, like, trauma dumping now and, like, whatever. And then I kind of get a bit, like, iffy and, like, standoffish because then I, like, try to retract everything that I just kind of, like, put on the table, if that makes sense. So I think there's that. And then I think also though, like, at the same time, I do have issues trusting people because I've just had, like, very interesting experiences with men in the past, like, year especially. You know exactly, men. Like, what they are. Ew. And it's just, like, because it's been, like, the same kind of pattern over and over again, I'm just, like, how am I supposed to trust, like, literally any man going forward? Like, you know what I mean? Because it just happens so often. So I feel like I'm constantly going between, like, a back and forth of, like, it's very easy for me to trust people and I can just open up to them right away. And then I'm also, like, I can't do this. And, like, I pull back and stuff. So I'm still trying to figure out, like, what triggers, like, which reaction and, like, whatever. But I think it's a mix of both, honestly.
I 100%, like, can relate to that. I feel like, especially in the transition from, like, high school to, like, first year, I was very, like, open. And, like, I'm very extroverted, but, like, I was a bit too much at that time. Like, I do think that I shared way too much to, like, random people in, like, for me, I saw it as, like, oh, you know, like, I didn't consider, like, trauma dumping or, like, my trauma as, like, I just found it as ways to, like, let people become comfortable. But I can, like, see that that can also, like, have reverse effects and, like, be overbearing.
Yeah.
So, like, I've definitely, like, stopped doing that.
Yeah.
But I also, like, am more hesitant to, like, show myself to people now. I, like, I will trust people, but I also always, like, in the back of my mind, like, always hold the expectation of, like, oh, they're going to disappoint me, like, in, like, some time. Because it's, like, no one's perfect. And so I understand that, like, okay, like, you know, not everybody's going to act how I want them to act. And, like, I have to respect that they're their own people and, like, they learn, like, different things that might not align with how I view things. But, yeah, also with men, too. Like, I can't, not that I have trust issues, but I think, like, I'm not gonna have expectations. I'm not gonna have expectations for, like, anyone. I'm just gonna assume that everybody is good until they, like, consistently prove that they're
otherwise.
Not.
Yeah. That's a good way of going about it, I think. Okay, what do you think is the most annoying quality a person can have?
I hate people. who are rude and like they just consider it as like funny in a way. I'm a server, I'm exactly and so I had a customer before who thought that it'd be like they were very, very rude. Like they were like literally would not put any respect to my name. They'd just be like, "Hey, you, like, come here," and stuff like that. And they'd laugh to their like coworkers about it.
Ew.
Yeah, and like I don't know like what people like how people grow up to like act that way, but like when you don't have respect that like you're interacting with people or even like your environment, I think like that's like a very big like irk to me. Like I think treat people with like kindness and respect is my biggest like motto in life.
Yeah.
And so if you don't do that, then like what's wrong with you? Like just stop being mean.
Well, like, especially in public, it's like to people you don't even know, like it's just like it's so embarrassing. Sorry that happened. I hate that. It's actually disgusting. It's okay. Ew. Sorry. I literally hate that. Like, I get it. I think for me, like, kind of similar on that. No, like, I really can't stand, like, a lack of manners. And
That's it.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe it's because, like I was raised always to, like, be polite and, like, say yes, please and no, thank you. And, like, or even, like, you know, if you're over at a friend's house, like, say thank you to their parents before you leave. Like, all that kind of stuff. And it seems, like, very basic, like, standard, like, ways to just go about life, right? I can't, like, stand... If I'm ever out in public, like let's say I'm in public and there's like a group of teenagers that walk into like a restaurant and like they're ordering food and they're just talking as if it's like your friend, like they're just being rude.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just like, yeah, same thing. It's just like, do you not have, like, you don't have to say like, please?
Yeah.
Just like, so, like, you know what I mean? Like, it really irks me.
No, like, we've learned this since like kindergarten, even before, like, your parents should have taught us. Like, the fact that like you don't enforce that on yourself and just think like, oh, the world revolves around me. Like, that's so,
It's like, just like, be quiet. Yeah, exactly. It's like icky. It's so icky. I think also lack of hygiene.
Yeah.
Kind of stresses me out sometimes too. I always say it's like an annoying quality, but it depends on what it is. Like, for example, you know those guys who use like, sorry, like the 8-in-1s or like, like those kind of things. Like, you know what I mean? That stresses me out personally. Yeah. I'm just like, what?
A very hygienic and well groomed man is like,
like 8-in-1 actually. I didn't even know that existed. And so I think
it actually exists.
It does exist. I think I saw someone like show it on TikTok once because I thought it was just a joke, right? I thought people were like, hey, like, yeah, they're just being like over exaggerating, like whatever. Because I knew 3-in-1s existed. Eight?
What goes into a shampoo, conditioner, body wash?
There's like lotion.
Lotion.
I think moisturizer might be one of them. I don't know. I can't remember. But there's like a lot of things that are involved, and I just really can't. Like,
men literally just like, I feel like a lot of men, they just survive off the bare minimum until like a woman comes into their lives and like shows them how to dress well and like clean. How to dress well?
Yeah, it's so true. Sorry, that was just a little tangent. I was like, just like, it's not like an annoying quality, but it's just like, okay, please, like, just get something separate. But I think, yeah, the lack of manners, lack of respect is like the biggest one. Or people who like you guys saying, like, people think it's like funny when they're rude and stuff. Yeah, people who think it's like a quirky trait that they're like mean.
Well, you know all the words. Yeah, quirky. Yeah,
it's like, okay, you're not special because you're just rude. Like, you know what I mean? It's kind of gross.
It sort of connects with what we just talked about.
Yeah.
Ish. Do you think dating apps are reliable? Because right now in society, like, dating apps are, like, the primary way people, like, meet each other and people, like, get together. Like, I feel like organic meetups aren't that common anymore.
Yeah.
But when they, like, do happen, they're very good.
Yeah.
And so do you think, like, dating apps, like, do you think, like, they should be, relied on as, like, that primary source? Do you think, like, we've all just, like, accepted it too much?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Like, in my experiences personally... I've tried dating apps like a few times for like very small periods of time, right? So I'll do it for like a month and then delete it, and then like a few months later I'll get it back, delete it. Like that kind of, I've been very like on and off with dating apps, and I think only twice have I actually gone on dates from a dating app. Like everything else is just like little like very brief conversations, like nothing actually happens. One of the dates was terrible and one of the dates was good. And you know exactly what date I'm talking about. That was the bad one. Like, and one of them was actually good, right? So obviously it's very hit or miss. I just think in my experiences, like, I've had much better experiences in dating when it's come from someone that I've met either organically, and like I think I picture now too, like, organically is obviously like meeting someone in person, but there are times where like I've kind of started talking to someone over like Instagram first instead of a dating app. Maybe like we've just been mutuals and they're like, oh, like they respond to my story or something, and then we go out. So that's kind of like also a bit organic-ish, like, I guess, I don't know. But I think just like my experiences away from dating apps have led to like more dates and like better dates than the dating app ones. And I think it's just because like the dating app culture or at least depending on which one you're on, it's very much also like very hookup based. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's like a lot of people who are on dating apps might not necessarily be looking for like actual relationships. Mm-hmm. Whereas like for me, I'm someone who like is started looking for relationships. So it's kind of just like I've been able to find like the same kind of quality of people. So I think they have become relied on a lot, but for the purpose of like hookups, I think a bit more than like actual dating. And that's why like I enjoy like, because obviously like Tinder is kind of known as like the main one for that. But apps like Bumble, like you have the option to like put your preferences, like if you're looking for a friend or relationship, mm-hmm. or like you're not sure yet or like whatever. So I feel like that kind of helps because like you know right off the bat like what someone else is looking for, so you mm-hmm. don't really like waste your time. So those things I kind of like. So I think if like apps are more kind of like tailored like that, it's a bit better. But yeah, sorry, to make a long story short, I would say that yes, our society as a whole has become like reliant on them.
Like I always hear about Hinge, especially how like the developers have like made like the systems like in a way where like the people that you see like on your page mm-hmm. are like people who like lower than you, I guess.
Oh yes, yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yes, where it's I have like, heard that. I have.
It's like there's a hierarchy, and the people in your standouts are like people who are like above your range. And it's like, first of all, I don't like that concept because like it really does capitalize on like people's like insecurities about like finding a date and stuff like that. And I feel like low key, I cannot trust any man at the moment. So like I feel like dating apps are useless now.
Yeah. And also like, I mean, I feel like stuff like catfish like happens less these days because also like a lot of the apps now have like that verified option mm-hmm. where you can like whatever. But I still think that I have that fear sometimes. Like I'll be looking at someone, I'm like, you don't look like you're real. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, I feel like I could find you on somewhere if I look up like people, this description of a man.
I feel like it's so bad because I'm the type of person who likes texting a bit before I meet up, like at least like 1 or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And, like to some people that might be like a long time, but for me, like I need to be comfortable with that person.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the thing is like I'll look at their pictures and like create that image of them in my head. And then when I see them in person, like it's just not.
Yeah, because obviously everyone's putting their best photos, right? Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, and some people photograph better. And some people photograph worse. Yeah. And you just literally will not find out until you actually live in person.
100%.
Which is tough. All right. Yeah, it's brutal. It's brutal. Yeah. But yeah, currently I'm off dating apps. And I have been since like the summer.
That's really good.
The only reason why I go back on them is it always happens at like, it's always summertime. It's always summertime. And it's just because like, you know, like it's like warm out. You're like back outside. Like you're just like having fun. It's like, oh, like, why don't I just like try to meet people? That's literally the only reason why I always do it. And then after like a few days, I'm just like, man. Why did I do this? Like, I literally I can't stand it. We'll see if I'm back on it again in summer 2024. But as of right now,
no.
I'm off it. Yeah. Okay, if you had to eat an entire barrel of one single thing, what would you choose?
Sushi. Does it have to be like a specific kind of sushi?
No, I don't think so. I just like literally, if you had to eat one single thing.
Sushi. That's especially salmon one. Sushi. Oh, and butterfish.
Oh, real. That's actually a good one. I was going to say pickles. And the reason why I was going to say pickles is because I was like, oh, there are a lot of foods that I like, but like a whole barrel of it is just like very excessive. Whereas pickles, like, I like pickles a lot.
No, I mean, like, I eat pickles as a snack.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't think you have to eat it on like one sitting. So,
like, think of how like acidic that would be. Like, your tongue would be in shit. Like, the roof of your mouth. Ooh.
Shambles, right? Well, because I was trying to think, like, oh, I like some desserts and stuff, but like, imagine a barrel full of like chocolate. No. Like, I can, like, I eat, like, I can eat chocolate things like that, but only to a certain extent. That's I feel sick after, like, you know what I mean? So like
or lasagna.
Oh, it's a good one too. Pasta.
So my next question is a bit like niche to TikTok, but like, you know how like there are those slideshows about like, oh, like ask your best friend like which like aesthetic you are.
Oh yeah.
Like, what kind of aesthetic do you think you are? Like, if you were to choose, like, like what do you think your like your personal Pinterest board would look like?
Oh, real. Okay, actually that's a great question because like I obviously use Pinterest a lot, so let me kind of describe what my board looks like, or my boards I guess look like as of right now. So I think I've been saving a lot of those kind of like classier vibe type stuff, so like a lot of like, you know, those pictures like the heel, like the detail shots of like your outfits, like the heels, like, you know what I mean, or like the long coats and like slick back hair and like whatever, like that kind of vibe I've really been going for. Like there's this model named Jasmine Tooks and I just like literally love her. I think she's like so pretty, but like her like aesthetic is just so like, obviously she's rich, so she's buying like literally all like Louis Vuitton and stuff like that, so she's like, and like YSL, like she's like rich obviously, rich, but like just like her aesthetic, like the way that she looks is just so like, inspiring. So I think now that I'm getting older, like I kind of want to go for that like classy, like chic sort of like vibe. You know what I mean? So,
I would too. Yeah. You know, like so I'm getting out of my stuff. Like party girl phase. Like,
yeah, same,
I'm buying
a
more
bit.
Like
a lot of like, see, like
timeless outfits. Yeah.
Like,
that, a lot of that really fits your aesthetic.
Thank you. Real. Like a lot of that kind of stuff, or like dresses like these, like this kind of like vibe is what I've been on lately. So I think that kind of gives my aesthetic. And at the same time, I'd throw like some flowers in there. Mm-hmm. Like my favorite combo was like sunflowers and roses. So I would kind of like mix those throughout mm-hmm. my aesthetic. Just like, I don't even know how to just like align that to my aesthetic, but I guess just like floral
just the vibes,
type vibes. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just the vibes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's just
like,
the vibe,
very classy
the vibe
too.
Of it. Yeah. So I think I'd put that there. Maybe mix in a little bit of like the girl boss career lady type vibe. Like, you know what I mean? Like girl that's just like always working and like dedicated to school and work and stuff. Mix some of that in there. And I think that's like the kind of aesthetic that I'm getting, at least right now.
I can see
or
that.
Or trying to get.
100%.
Okay, real. What about you?
I'll just list things that I mm-hmm. think I relate to. Mm-hmm. First one is like, okay, I really like golden retrievers. And people have been telling me I'm somewhat like a golden retriever.
You
like
do.
A sassy golden retriever.
You do get that energy. That's
so
cute.
I think golden retrievers. Mm-hmm. And then I also like tulips. And I feel like that's when like my like feminine, like, oh, I like to do makeup, that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
Vibes come out.
Yeah, I think I can associate tulips with you a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I know you like them, but then it also just makes sense. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just visually, like, goes together very well.
Oh.
Real. Oh, National Flower Day is coming back up.
When?
It wasn't, like, what was it last year? The 20...
I have no idea.
2nd? 21st? I'll scroll back and look, but it's, like, literally probably next week. So
next week?
Let's go.
If anybody wants to get me flowers...
Yeah.
You have an excuse.
The breaking of the fourth wall is cracking me up right now.
Look, my phone case is tulips. I love tulips, please. Pink tulips.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah, continue.
Yes.
But that's so real.
Yeah, I actually don't know what else is in my aesthetic. Like, just tulips and dogs.
I think that's so funny. I think, like, if I'm also going off of the whole, like, going back to, like, the career, like, aesthetic vibes, like, you literally give me, like, film girl. Like
film
in terms of just like when I picture, like, you know those pictures of people like who are on like film sets,
yeah,
and they just like look cool and they have like the sheets in their like hands and like whatever. It's literally like, you literally give me those vibes so strongly.
Really?
Like every time you're on like your set doing like your set design stuff and like art design or whatever, like you literally like give me like those exact like,
oh my god,
girl, like women in film who's just like literally slaying all the time.
Oh my god, same with you, Jesus. You're like literally like, I know that sports is very like male dominated too, like in both like the mm-hmm. actual game and like media or like the behind the scenes,
yeah.
But like when I see you, like when I saw you at the hockey game, yeah. Like it was so cool. Like you look so freaking professional.
Oh my gosh, thanks.
Oh my god.
Thank you. Okay, we're both slaying. Yay, slay. Little air high five. For real. That's so good.
To end our yapathon, this is actually our last episode for the season.
Yeah. Went by so quick.
It really did. Like, I know we only had 3 episodes, but like the span of that is like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And that
went by
so fast.
Yeah.
But
best believe season 3, we're going to come back hopefully with like more episodes or just like mm-hmm. some guests, some mm-hmm. like just fun topics and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to it. Maybe some summer vibes. Like if we shoot over the summer, like,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, we'll be tanned and like we'll be living our lives. So we'll have some fun stories to give.
Mm-hmm. Our lives are going to be so different then. And I'm so excited.
Me too.
But thank you to all of our listeners for joining in on us through these 3 episodes. Not just 3, actually. Like the past 2 seasons.
Yeah.
Really
yeah,
appreciate
all 6. It's been so fun. And thank you just for tuning in and listening to us just literally speak for like 30 minutes about randomness. But we hope, as always, that it's entertaining or it gives you like, you know, good advice, good takeaways, things like that. Today was obviously just a little yap session, but you know, hope you still enjoyed it. And yeah, we'll see you guys next season.
Bye.
Hey, bye.